Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
AlexJonesGame.com is the coordinates of victory against the globalists and their zombie hordes. New World Order Wars, exclusively available at AlexJonesGame.com. Oh, the levels. Level 1, Big Tech Pharma's Mad Vaccine Lab. Ready. Go. Objective, defeat Dr. Fuker and save the Beagles. Location, Vaccine Lab. Enemies, zombie scientists with giant vaccine needles, zombies in hazmat suits and flamethrowers, gay frogs that vomit rainbow slop, the mini-boss, billionaire virgin, you know who he is.
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Mr. BG, the final boss in level one, the world's most evil control freak mad scientist, Dr. Fuker.
Put on your mask, peasant.
Level two, we invade Silicon Valley to free the slaves.
Ready.
And stop the censorship.
Go.
You can't silence me, libtards. I'll destroy you. Objective, defeat Big Tech lizard nerd and free the patriots locked in Big Tech jail. Location, San Francisco. Enemies, homeless zombies throwing poop, rabid zombies pushing shopping carts, and crazed rabid gay frogs.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
And finally, you face the top boss, Big Tech lizard nerd, who's holding a giant ban hammer and is guarding a jail full of censored patriots.
You will be silenced.
And next, in level three, you're off to Epstein Island in the Caribbean to save the babies from the clutches of you-know-who. Objective, defeat the crooked witch of the West Wing and save the babies and children.
I came, I saw, he died.
Enemies, skeletons of the elite who have died and turned evil. They attack you by throwing bones, Venus flytraps, gay bats, and gay frogs. You face the level's mini-boss, the world's most famous rapist, as he plays a saxophone in his boxer shorts atop of Epstein's temple.
I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
And finally, you face the crooked witch of the West Wing, who arrives spectacularly on a broomstick and a wand blasting spirit-cooking spells.
Oh, they're going to be singing.
Ding dong, wicked witch is dead.
I'm here to save the poor, innocent babies.
And of course, special guests at every level aid you in your critical time of need to help secure victory against the globals.
These gay frogs are really grossing me out. What is going on?
Level 4, Trucker Showdown in Canada or the new Cuba.
Ready. Go.
Freeze their money, you communist scumbags.
Objective, defeat Castro Jr. to unfreeze the frozen money for the Canadian truckers.
No one is taking your right.
Level, Icy Canada. Main character, Alex Jones in the InfoWars tank. Enemies, semi-trucks commanded by gay frogs, fake newsmans, globalist helicopters, gay bats, gay rats, and gay frogs.
Flamethrower!
Then you face not one, but two deadly underbosses. The Clown News Network's Jake Tapper and Brian Stelter appear in hot air balloons.
FNN reports you are a dangerous extremist.
But then you must face the level's final boss, Castro Jr. He appears in a giant airship that gunned down Alex Jones with a machine gun and bombs.
We're freezing your money for your safety.
Finally, Level 5 takes you to the New World Order headquarters. Stop the Great Reset in Davos, Switzerland. Objective, stop the globalist vampires from nuking the world with gay frog bombs in Davos, Switzerland. Enemies, all of the previous enemies, vaccine zombies, homeless zombies, skeletons, newsmans, globalist helicopters, gay frogs, bats, rats, as well as gargoyles that spit lava and black cats. The most dreaded mini-boss, the Nazi dragon. Dragon, your happy-making is over! And I almost forgot to add, there are three final bosses on level 5.
Yeah.
You must first face, after defeating the Nazi dragon, a giant New World Order octopus. And finally, the supposedly all-powerful globalist appears, Klaus Schwab, and he attempts to destroy me and humanity's future.
You will Easterbox.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the most peaceful, most loving, most liberal video game in the history of video games. We bring you New World Order Wars.
And finally, I just want everyone to know that no gay frogs were hurt in the production of this mostly peaceful video game. Okay?
Folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
To talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order Wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
So these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton in here.
No, I have sexual relations with that sexual.
Oh, there it is. There it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These game talks are really grossing me out.
Wait, it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters. What will I do?
You're just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg at the lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
I have never been so angry at you, Americans. This is Infamal here telling you this is blasphemy. How dare you, stupid Americans, play such a video game?
God, this is so well made. What the f***?
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it, support the Pobies.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
Yes. Game of the year?
Clearly, I mean, clearly.
No, yes, I am. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do good job on GDP and communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com.
The New World Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is 1770.
Oh, Big Bill, I'm taking you down, rapist. I'll eat your ass. Yeah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
Well, this game was almost 2 years in the making. It's a lot bigger than the game. It's about conservatives, populists, nationalists, capitalists invading the culture space. And I remember interviewing Andrew Meyer, many, many years ago. He's the don't tase me, bro. They got tased for simply asking a question, about all the tyranny that's going on. We've dredged that clip up. That's coming up here in a few minutes. Andrew Mayer is best known for questioning Senator John Kerry about election fraud, collusion between Democrats and Republicans to push war and clandestine Skull and Bone Society. He was the editor-in-chief of We Are Change, and his work there got the spirit cooking story to the top of Drudge 2016, which probably turned the election. He's now a truly right-wing entrepreneur and the creator of the Alex Jones video game, alexjonesgame.com, alexjonesgame.com, and on Twitter, the Andrew Mayer, M-E-Y-E-R. So, Andrew, great to have you here and the creators, the folks you worked with. How long ago was it you came to me with the idea for the game?
It has to be January of last year, so 2 years in the making.
And you guys really did a great job, and it's getting, by the way, people that aren't big video game heads, those people you saw endorsing are some of the top people.
Yeah, Asmund Gold, huge video game streamer, and people in his comments were saying, this guy, he doesn't have the joy that he has ever playing this, the joy that he had playing this game. People love it. Even people like Hassan Piker, Cenk Uygur's nephew, I believe, he couldn't believe it. He's beside himself at how good the game is. People really love it.
Well, I mean, what games does Fauci get killed and the dogs he was torturing eat him?
You know, people saying that it's Dr. Fuker. I don't know why they're saying that. You know, it's Dr. Fuker, clearly. It's definitely not Dr. Fauci.
It's not Zuckerberg. It's not Hillary. It's not Klaus Schwab.
No, it's definitely not Klaus Schwab that you're killing with a machine gun as Alex Jones.
And again, we're not calling for violence, folks. It's a joke. The point is, we're having some fun. And we worked really. The game was done like 4 or 5 months ago. And I said, you know what? Let's add even more. So it's like a voiceover, multiple different voiceovers, depending on how you play the game. There's different tracks to it. I mean, you guys really did a masterful job.
Well, we had a lot to work with. As they call it in video games, the lore. The lore of Alex Jones is greater than any lore of any game that could possibly be made. So that's the reason people are having so much fun playing it.
And I see a part two in the future.
I think so. I mean, a lot of people are begging us. You know, it's top secret, I shouldn't say. But people especially are begging us for...
Well, let's stop there. The point is, yeah, this is the type of thing that can really turn things to the next level. Some big things will be announced soon. But good job to the listeners, the crew, you guys making it, everybody that went. Because, you know, nowadays, to go to a website, buy a game, nobody does that because we're not allowed on the systems. But we've broken through. It's a big success. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. I mean,
well, I only did it because I interviewed you over a decade ago when you got, you know, tased and everything, and I knew you were the We Are Change guy that helped take Luke, did a great job at the next level, hundreds of incredible confrontations, so I respected you. And then when the game came and it was already so good, I said, this is so good, we got to make it even better.
I think that Alex's input into the game, it wouldn't have been as funny, not nearly as funny, if not for Alex's genius.
Forget that. I mean, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. And people are saying this is the game of the year, game of the decade, game of the millennium. But this is how you change the culture. It's not just that this is a great game. People are playing Mario. People are playing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2, they put a bunch of gay relationships in it. They're trying.
Well, they admitted the whole news, the bad guy, the newspaper editor, they say is me. And then he says things I never said.
Right, the way they put in the new Spider-Man movies, they try and make him an evil version of you.
Oh, they said that. It's not like I'm just saying that.
No, for sure. The way that they made the setup look, for sure they're trying.
So that's what's great. You're helping me take my identity back. People say, why is Jones leaning into the memes? Because we're having fun.
It's a ton of fun. And again, your kids are going to play video games. People don't understand. Video games are now bigger industry
than everything.
Than movies and music combined. So your kids are going to be playing a game. Do you want them playing Spider-Man 2 where they're trying to infiltrate gay relationships?
No, everything. I'm not even against gay people in general. But the point is, if heterosexuals are trying to sexualize my kids, I'll be mad. It's the new Superman, they're all gay.
Right. They're trying to.
Which means they all want to have sex with their kids.
They're trying to brainwash your kids. And instead of giving them brainwashing that you're paying for, you could pay $17.76, discounted right now for Christmas, $17.76 for the Alex Jones
game. And it works on phones, desktops, everything. And because the people made it so successful, some really exciting things are about to happen.
I think that there's going to be a lot of furor on the left at how successful.
Well, you notice hundreds of articles about it pulling their hair out.
Yeah, they're super mad. A lot of the Young Turks people, one of them, John, I forget his name, but he did a video. He was super mad. Not Hassan Piker, who loved the game. Some other Young Turks guy. Very upset about the video game.
Well, you sell the publications.
Yeah. The left is not happy with
it. Because they want to own culture. Why don't we make our own games, our own movies? Notice the biggest thing now is Christian conservative movies are the biggest, everything else in Hollywood's falling apart. That's the biggest thing now.
There's more,
because we're going to take over.
There's more space for people that love God to make art than there's ever been in any amount of time. Hollywood is falling. They can't make a good movie. They just can't make a good movie anymore. They can't make a video game that isn't pushing some kind of agenda. I have a comment on one of these videos. Someone said, ironically, I think this will get some gamers to vote red. I think this is the first time that someone doing politics involves himself with gaming and doesn't just insult the gaming community with statements like, you're sexist and transphobic. And this is from a European...
Yeah, remember Gamergate 10 years ago? I mean, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, they're trying to make games woke. They're trying to push people left.
Well, they're not trying. They've done it.
Well, we're pushing back. This is it. AlexJonesGame.com. Save InfoWars. Make this go viral. And the future of gaming is right here.
Well, the listeners have made it go viral. The first guy to do it, day one, when it came out with Jack Posobiec and others. We appreciate Jack. And, again, just the victory reaching new listeners. We got so many listeners off this. Yeah, it's probably a couple $100,000, you know, in our major fights against the globalists. That's nothing. But the bigger thing's coming right now. A lot of people see the potential of this. So some very exciting things to fund the info war.
Yeah, I think that people don't quite grasp. This game can sell millions. The top-selling video games right now sell millions and millions of games.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jones game. You know, this is what can happen, pushing forward the next generation into seeing what's really going on in the world.
Well, it's just insane, you know, 18 years after you start your broadcast, and you're at Mike Judge's house, he said, no, you inspired the show, and then he starts pulling VHS tapes out and showing me. His notes, he was showing me. And I don't know how we did that, but the point is, imagine what we're doing now, and imagine what you're doing, promoting the truth, and we're going to beat these people if we just don't give up.
That's right.
I want to play one of my, we'll play the Don't Taste Me Bro clip in a moment, but one of my favorite little things you guys did, this was your idea, or Mint's idea, or you tell me whose idea it wasn't my idea. After I beat Fauci, I think it's the first level, because you go up for Fauci, he's the main boss, Bill Gates is the secondary boss, or is the vice versa.
I don't know what you're talking about. We have Dr. Fuker. We have.
Oh, you're right. They're not in the movie. It's a movie, actually. It's not a video game. It's a movie. So, because nobody's really put all this dialogue in. That's what's different. So, well, not that I've seen a lot of dialogue. Sure, I'm not a video expert. I haven't played video games in a long time because I'm so busy. But here is Dr. Fuker, and then the dogs eat him. Here's the clip.
I'm here to save the beagles. Stop torturing the puppies.
Yeah, here, I'm on your face. Go ahead. Come on, take that shot. I'm doing it.
Go get them, puppies.
Ooh. A power gauge there. Like, here we go. Boom. There we go. Fauci's out. And we freed the beagles, everybody. Come on, that's funny stuff. That's funny stuff right there. Guys, let's get the thumbs up here.
Mission complete!
It's hard.
I'm here to save the beagles. Stop torturing the puppies.
Here, I'm on your face. Go on. Come on,
stop there. And again, they want us to be depressed and downtrodden and not feel powerful. Just like shoot 'em up games are a simulation for, you know what? This is a simulation for being positive and winning.
This is fun. It's about having a good time, giving a middle finger to the people that want us to, you know, be encased in a horrible death cult around the world. No, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. We're not going to let them make us feel downtrodden. We're going to have a good time and take down the New World Order.
Beautifully said, Andrew. So let's, speaking of you, here's a clip of the, let's play the whole thing. Let's just play the short clip, the 2-minute clip. How long ago was this you confronted Kerry, the Skull and Bones death leader?
This is 2007, a few years after he ran for president and gave up in very strange circumstances.
So I tell you, that was big. I think this may be bigger, what you've done now. Great job, Andrew. Here it is.
I didn't do anything. Don't take.
it's nobody's fault, Andrew Mayer, but you want to play your question that got you attacked. So we're going to do that right now because it's important. Here you are bringing up Skull and Bones, the wars, the tyranny, and then they attack you and they taser you. And that was like the top story for like a week. And it just really illustrated how insane all this. You guys have the clip ready? Here it is.
All right. Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones, Don Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's all right. Let me answer your question.
No, that's not either. Well, let's just punch out, give up at this point. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
I know you sent it to us. I apologize. No big deal. We got a lot going on around here. So, but I want to continue here with all of this. I mean, we're not overstating this. We're not like, oh, this is really important to the fight. It's not like InfoWars doesn't continue to dominate the enemy. All because we believe in the people. Video games is the invasion point.
That's a great point. The culture now, especially among young boys, video games are what is dominating. Video game streamers.
And you can say they're brainwashing them in that. People aren't unplugging them. We've got to invade the Matrix and get them.
Yeah, the only way we're going to reach the minds of kids, they're not even watching TV, they're watching YouTube, but the number one thing, if you want to get to the next generation, it is video games. So, AlexJonesGame.com, if you want to save InfoWars, you want to save the next generation, this game is a fun game that can help break the Matrix for a lot of people.
Well, I love how upset I got about it.
I like the...
Because the enemy sees the potential.
I like that the one guy from the Young Turks, John, whatever his name is... That guy was very, very upset. And he even tried to say, I'm not upset about this game. I'm not upset. I just think it's bad. Like, he was very, very, very upset. Hassan Piker had to admit he loved the game. Hassan Piker had to say, it's like this game was made for me. The game is too good. Even Hassan Piker had to say, this is so great.
By the way, do we have that clip? Yeah, go ahead and play clip four right now.
The Alex Jones game is real, and it's... Awesome. New World Order? Is that George Soros? Nazi Dragon? Like, I want to play this so bad. I kind of love it.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
God, this is so well made. What the f***? Like, that's crazy. This is awesome. It's like they made this for me. You know what I mean? There's nothing has, like, so perfectly merged my interests in this way.
I mean, we're not cherry-picking here. I'm so glad. I thought it would be a really cheesy game, but still fun as a novelty. You and your... Talk about the developers and these great people.
The developers are A-plus developers... That they're not fans at all of the current environment. We can't talk too much about them because you know what happens if you're involved.
I'll be blackballed.
If you're involved with Alex Jones, you are public enemy number one. There's nobody under more attack than Alex Jones. This man is the tip of the spear. It's not a joke. And
enough about me. But the point is, yeah, it is sad that they target people. Like the stuff they claim McCarthy did, they've done 100 times what he did.
Yeah, and I've got a small taste of that in the last few weeks. Just the way they come after you in very, very nefarious ways. I don't even want to get into it, but yeah, Alex.
It's the CIA.
I bet.
Well, you saw it Lifetime. You know,
it's what do you want? Do you want to discuss?
Well, let's not give the details, yeah. But I mean, they break in while you're on your phone live and just give you.
These people are into all the systems. They're able to do a lot of crazy stuff, and they don't want you to play this game. They don't want you to tell people. They don't want you to buy it for your grandkids for Christmas or your kids for Christmas. This game is.
This isn't hype, folks. AlexJonesGame.com. Being on the ground floor, something really big. We're changing the world together. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, meeting, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, let's hear what Adolf Hitler has to say about the video game, or Kanye West, for that matter.
At this important meeting of the Davos Global Elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course, if it be easy to silence Jones, we will have victory. Mein Führer. He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the
Dragon Frog game.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fight his larger operation and InfoWar counter allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got in office. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell it all. They do not visit PalaceJonesGames.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it. The New World Order is no more.
Again, we're not overhyping this. I can't get all the details right now, but the game is really getting major attention, and some huge things are about to happen. Andrew Mayer, I want to commend you and your crew. So far, you thought this would be really big. I respected you. I knew who you were, the great work you did with the We Are Change after you were the Don't Tase Me Bro guy. But you got to be excited right now because this is really working out like you thought it would.
I mean, this is Christmas coming early, obviously. It's amazing how much people love the game, the response we're getting. People are saying Alex Jones is the greatest video game character of all time. Alex Jones always deserved a game. He is not from this reality. Mad props to whoever made this. Thank you. This is going to be an all-time classic. So people just love it.
And it's not, you're not cherry picking. It's like 99% positive.
Yeah.
Why do you think that happened? I this is way more successful than I thought it would be.
I think the reason people really, really love it is because it's so authentic. It's so genuine. You're an authentic person. You're a genuine person. This is putting the lore, the story that you're always telling, the truth, into a video game that people can really sink their teeth into. And if they're playing something from a major development studio, they're pushing all kinds of agenda into it. It's not fun. It's woke. This game is pure fun.
Well, off record, I mean, we've been approached by the Warhammer people, a bunch of other stuff. Which I was never even into Warhammer. I guess they tune into what I say and they think it's from Warhammer. I know it's hugely popular.
Yeah, we've seen that comment like 100 times, maybe more. Like, Alex Jones needs to be a video game voiceover professional going forward. Like, people love listening to everything.
Well, not about me, but when I was a big voiceover guy. They tried to get me in a bunch of movies, and then I made $1 million one year for a voiceover. It was national TV for an insurance company. It was under the Screen Actors Guild, and then I was attacking Obama, and they said, well, it's political, we can't use you now. I put the $1 million back into Free Speech Systems, back in this operation. But, yeah, I've done that. So,
I completely believe it. The way people go bananas for your voice on the game, it's what makes the game. The game is super fun. The gameplay is fun, but people love, they're playing the game, and all of a sudden it's you telling them the lottery is rigged or whatever great line that you bust out in the game.
My only complaint is I did record like 50 pages. I think you guys put like 20 pages in.
We have some updates planned. So if you want more Alex in the game, get the game, and then there may be some nice updates with some more Alex. So,
well, I was thinking too, like another bonus level. We're trying to stop Biden's causing nuclear war. We got to go stop Biden and defuse a nuclear weapon.
There's some levels that we haven't dropped yet, but there's got to be a DC level one day. There's got to be a Bohemian Grove level. So let's get this first game out the box, and then we'll give you some more Christmas gifts later.
Well, soon we'll be able to make some big announcements.
Yeah, I think
that. And I want to thank the listeners. It's enough. You guys get all the credit for having the idea of doing it. I give you 80%. I get 10%. But at the end of the day, in the realm of the war against the globalists, it's 100% the listeners. If they wouldn't have got excited, this thing wouldn't have been pushed out there.
100% then.
And it's a microcosm of everything else cultural. People need to get excited and celebrate things that aren't globalist.
That's exactly right. We need to have a culture that is free from the Satanists that Alex was describing. We need to have a culture that is made by men of God. And if you listen to Alex, I've been listening to him all day today, and not only I've been listening for years, but today he's on fire. He's got the spirit of God. He's talking. This man has a love for God. You don't see that in the video game studios and what they put out. That's why people don't they don't.
Well, I'm nothing special. I don't know why people wouldn't love God. God's so amazing. They actually hate God. I don't get that process.
You know, a lot of people they want to be victims. Oh, I had such a bad childhood. Oh, this happened.
God's bad.
Yeah, people just
God gave you any opportunity to do anything you want. You're just like, oh, it's God's fault. No, it's your fault.
That's right. Don't be a victim. First thing I ever learned when I took the deepest spiritual classes is there's no such thing as a victim. So when I was talking to Chase earlier, they said people feel powerless is what's going on in the world. Like how do we change things? People feel powerless. But everybody has power, and this game is putting the power in your hand. You want to take the fight to the globalists? Not only are you literally doing that in the game, but by sharing the game, you're taking the fight right.
They know metaphysically. That's what they do, lesser magic. That's why the Simpsons, they tell you what they're going to do. When you do it as a game, it actually creates it.
That's right. This is not just a game. This meme warfare is real. Don't let your memes be dreams. Make the meme reality. And the first thing to do is make the meme even bigger. Alex Jones destroying the NWO right there on the screen.
Why is it the left is not very good at memeing?
I think the left isn't good at memes because you have to be connected to reality. The meme has to quickly give you an imprint of what's really going on in reality.
You already know it. You see it. It's already true. It didn't program you. You already knew it. It just shows you you're right.
That's right. The left can't meme because they're not connected to reality. They're not connected to truth. They can't make memes that are funny because funny comes from something that's true. And they're not true. They're disconnected from reality.
Open world governments here, open pedophilia, open Satanism. And they have all these New York Times, Washington Post, all their minions. Oh, there's no world government. Sure, there's one, but it's not like they said. It's a losing battle. No matter how totalitarian they get, it's never going to work.
No, the NWO is going to fail. You're going to defeat them by playing as Alex Jones and literally defeating these demons in the video game and teaching the next generation to defeat these demons with the Alex Jones game.
I would say this is perfect for children. Because if you want to tell your kids about the New World Order, they may not be listening. Give them a game, it will.
Yeah, there's no way that a kid walks out of playing the Alex.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I want to see.
Yeah, I was on his show a few months, 6 months ago or so, but we need to get looked back on. But just what was it like in We Are Change in the 2016 election? So they did some major game changers.
We had major players in that newsroom. Like Cassandra Fairbanks was a writer there, and when the whole spirit cooking information came out of the WikiLeaks drops, I said, Cassandra, you have to cover this story. And when she covered spirit cooking, it got picked up by Hannity, and then Drudge picked up that link, made it the top story on Drudge, and people started realizing, wait a minute, this Satanist stuff is real. It's Hillary's campaign manager doing a Satanist ritual. And that stuff flipped a lot of people into understanding, oh, this is real. They're doing Satanism.
And that's why they created a spinoff of Pizzagate to distract us off of that. Pizzagate was real, but they diverted us to a thing that wasn't it.
Yeah, all of the emails, Obama ordering 50,000 hot dogs or whatever, these weird codes that were in the email. People say pedophile codes that's documented by the FBI. But then, oh, no, don't focus on any of that. Don't focus on the WikiLeaks. It's all about this pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., which is a honeypot to divert people from what was really in the WikiLeaks.
But now the New York Times, major women's magazines, they are literally coming out saying, we have abortion clinics that are satanic temples. Come murder your baby here and then eat your baby.
Yeah. And Alex Newman, I watched him yesterday on your show. He does a lot of just documenting right here. People in even
but just imagine. I mean, I'm up here saying major women's magazines. And I had the blank earlier today, and you guys told me in my ear. What's the most famous women's magazine? Cosmo is like, yeah, we have satanic temples. They have licenses. Come kill your baby. It's empowering.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't make this. I mean, it's like I'm reading it. I'm like, hey, but they do it.
And I think people will understand at a deep level. You know, if you're 13 and 14 and you're playing the Alex Jones game, when you get exposed to the fact that these Satanists are real, it's not going to be as much of a shock. You're like, oh, that's right.
No, you're right. InfoWars really is an inoculation against it.
That's right. When I first discovered, like, how evil this stuff is, you don't want to believe it. Like, I grew up in an America where America is good, America's wholesome, we do good in the world, and then you find out that there's these sick, satanic people running things. It's a shock, and a lot of people will reject it. They don't want to believe the truth.
And it's because we're overall good. We're not perfect. We don't want to be evil. It's hard to believe that, but it's there, and they use that against us. We have to admit it.
Yeah. When people realize that, okay, there's evil in the world, they're really, really, really evil, and then they have the courage to stand against it, we can do great things in this world. But it starts with, you have to acknowledge, there are very, very evil people, and you can't be naive. You would never do something that these people would do. Maybe your family wouldn't do it, but there are sick, evil people, and they are doing these things.
Yeah, like, we never think, let's go kidnap a kid and torture him to death. It doesn't sound real. You're like, what? But look at history. We know it's real.
Yeah, there's many, many examples of Jimmy Savile and others doing sick things.
Oh, King Charles is so evil.
But, you know, you can fight back. You can fight back.
The next video game, we need him in there.
King Charles. I don't know. There might be a king character. There might be some king in the next video game that,
he wants to cut all the resources off. He's, like, destroying the farms. He's attacking pipelines, and you kind of beam each level, and he flies away, but you finally get him at the end.
I think that sounds like a good idea. Alex, if you want to see that, alexjonesgame.com. Buy the original. Buy the first right-wing video game ever.
We need William Shatner to go, we're all going to die. He's an underboss.
William Shatner, he lost his mind on whatever trip.
No, I like William Shatner. I think he's a great actor. I've been a big fan. I went and saw him repeatedly. I saw him the first time like 30 years ago in Dallas. I saw him in 12 years ago in Austin. I mean, the guy's literally following their orders now.
Yeah, it's crazy to listen to him talk, and he's so fanatical about how bad things are going to be.
Let's do whatever King Charles says.
It's
we're all going to die.
That's the whole entertainment industry. That's the movies, the musicians, the video games. We have to start building the counterculture, or your kids are going to get indoctrinated with whatever they put out.
But did they not screw the pooch with COVID? That's really backfired on them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did not appreciate being told they have to wear something that suffocates their breathing, especially the kids in school. You think they enjoyed being in a mask for 8 hours a day or whatever?
I never knew that I was claustrophobic, but I can't wear a mask.
It
makes me very violent. I'm not trying to be tough. Like, I want to kill people when I have a mask on.
I don't blame you. When I would go into, for example, a plane, because I have to get across the country, and they're saying, we're going to kick you off this plane right now if you don't keep your mask.
And they catch you, pull it down, they come and yell at you.
Yeah, I still couldn't do it. They banned me from Delta. I was not allowed to fly Delta. I'm taking this thing off. I couldn't do it. It's just too suffocating, and it's too evil. But, you know, the backlash to that is great, a great silver lining. People are sick and fed up with the system, and they're ready for a change. So, you know, AlexJonesGame.com, returning to God. These are the things that are going to bring America back. So it's a great blessing to be here and to be talking about this right now.
Well, all I can say is Tucker Carlson interview is going to drop in about 4 hours or whatever. It's 2 o'clock. Yeah. So that's 7 o'clock Central, and very, very exciting.
I hope that, you know, 10 million Tucker Carlson viewers, or 100 million, however many Twitter says it is, they watch that, and then they go to Infowars.com, and then they go to AlexJonesGame.com, and they start.
Yeah, if somebody clicks on it, counts as a view, but the best estimates are when you see 300 million, it's 150 million. It's still way bigger than Fox, so imagine how Fox is feeling right now. Remember, they were never going to interview Trump again. Now he's suddenly back on Fox.
It's funny. Fox News thinks that they can just bottle everything up, that they're the next generation is not even going to watch Fox News. They're going to be watching Alex Jones. They're going to be watching the social media networks. Fox News is going the way of the dinosaur. So their bottleneck on humanity on the right wing is going away.
But they had Trump banned for 3 years. Now he's back on there, which shows they know that. They said, we're never having him back on. He's done. Funny, didn't make Trump go away, did it? And they were so dumb to indict Trump again. I mean, that backfired.
That mugshot of Trump is one of the most iconic photos in human history, and it made people love him. It made people that were never going to vote for Donald Trump suddenly realize This man is a real man like me. He's a man of the people.
Well, you're being told you can't have this. And then they admit even the Washington Post, we're surprised, our analysts, it made him more popular. I told them it would do that.
These people are more arrogant and more clueless than ever. The current slate of globalists, like Kamala Harris, you think that she could design policy?
Yeah, say what you want about Henry Kissinger or David Rockefeller. They were competent. These new people don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, the new generation of globalists is pretty dense. So that's good for us. We can overtake these people. You know, the fact that they can't even make a good movie, they can't make a good video game, they need that propaganda to keep people tuned into what they're doing. Now that nobody's playing their woke video games or watching their woke films, they're opening a whole lane for new entertainment.
Yeah, they destroyed the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, they made Star Wars unwatchable in many respects. So, okay, people are looking for something new, something that a story that does touch them. All right, great. We're going to give them stories like that.
Why are they so threatened by anything successful? They have to ruin it. Because they could actually rule stuff if they wouldn't have done this, but they don't want to just run it. They want to ruin it. I don't know. I don't understand that.
They want to make this, if you ever watched the film Cloud Atlas, they want to make this the futuristic society where people are pure slaves. They don't just want to make us serfs. They want to make us slaves after that.
They want rebellion impossible.
They want to take away hope from humanity, joy from humanity, and the only way they can do that, they have to start making everything foul. So, oh, Ghostbusters, that's not a fun movie with Bill Murray. That's a feminist film.
Such a great movie.
That's not enjoyable.
And the new one's unwatchable.
Well, they finally did make a decent one again, but the one they made with those it was so feminist and woke, nobody watched it and made people sick.
They're projecting their sickness on us. So all we have to do is reject it, but also support the new media.
That's right. Because people, at the end of the day, you need some entertainment. You need escape from reality. You need to detach and enjoy something. And that entertainment needs to be still connected to reality, connected to God. If you have something that's completely disconnected from God and reality, you know, if you're watching The Real Housewives when you get home, that's not real. That's some sick stuff that a sick Hollywood producer is putting out there. You need something.
Have you seen the new Napoleon movie?
I'm not going to watch it. The new Napoleon movie looks terrible. Looks absolutely terrible.
Well, the cinematography is good. They focus too much on the love affair, but it's historically overall accurate. But that's not a perfect movie, but compared to the stuff they've been putting out, the cinematography is pretty powerful.
Yeah. Movies and Ridley Scott, like he did Gladiator. Stuff like that is so powerful, even if it's not a perfect film, you're still going to be drawn to it, want to watch it. When we can put out good-looking media, stuff like the Alex Jones game, I'll pump it 1,000 times. It is a masterpiece. When we can put out media like that, it's powerful, and we can take back the culture from the globalists.
All right, Andrew Mayer, thank you and your production crew coming here. They didn't come on the show. Great job at AlexJonesGame.com, and big announcement soon.
That's right.
What do you think, a couple weeks?
I think in a couple weeks we're going to have some big news for the people.
Which is going to make the left really happy.
Yeah, they're going to be losing their minds.
They're going to be doing cartwheels.
But get in early. Be one of the people that got there first.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.